happy Friday to you. Bay Ragney here, Tibbs and Radio Rocks. And it's a little noontime special. And, well, noontime here if you're on the East Coast, 9 a.m. out on the West Coast, or wherever you may be in the around the world. Maybe it's 5 o'clock somewhere. So, hey, have a beer. There you go. All right, so we're going to rock out a little bit. We have the band Saul. I got to talk to lead singer Blake Bedsall about a week and a half ago. And we find out all about the band, how they've exploded onto the charts with their single Brother, top 40 Billboard active rock charts, getting tons of airplay over on Sirius XM Octane. And we find out about the history of the band and much, much more. So, you know what? Let's do it. Let's just get into it. Here he is, the one and only Blake Bedsall.
The one and only Mr. Blake Bedsall.
Yes, sir, it is. How you doing, Bay?
Good, man. How you doing?
Good. Doing excellent.
Oh, I guess you should be. You guys are kicking ass.
Well, working hard, and yeah, that's paying off. It's awesome.
You know, here's something that's really crazy about this whole interview. I mean, and this is like something I guess that was truly meant to be. Like, it was literally last Tuesday. I ran out to go grab. I went to Duranda at the local deli to go get some lunch meat and all for lunch and stuff. And I get back in the car, and you know, I have a Sirius Octane on in the car, and you guys are playing, and I'm like, I need to get these guys on the show, you know. And I come home.
Yeah.
And I literally have an email sitting there. You want to interview Saul? I'm like, you got to be freaking kidding me. Like, how eerie is this?
Yeah, read my freaking mind. Yeah, that's awesome.
the whole Octane thing, man. I mean, this is helping you guys blow up. How did that all come about? Any idea? Or they just latched onto you? Or?
Just got lucky and pitched it to them, and they liked it. And, you know, they said no guarantees, but for an unsigned band, but we'll give it a try. And then everybody just started latching onto it and just started blowing up.
That's crazy. Crazy and awesome at the same time.
Kind of mind boggling, you know, it just kind of took us by storm.
And people really need to know too. I mean, you guys have been working on this for like 5 years. It's not something that just happened overnight.
No. Zach and I, we're brothers. We've been playing together for years, you know.
Yeah. Was there ever like a time like when you guys weren't playing together, or it was always used to like from the get-go?
Always Zach and I. I've never been in another band apart from each other.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. That is awesome.
Yep.
Now, how about the name Saul? I mean, did it come from like just part of your last name?
Yeah. When Zach and I first started, it was just him and I, and we'd travel around and do some acoustic stuff just around Iowa and Northwest Iowa area, you know, we would just start as, you know, Blake and Zach Bedsall, you know, and then our older brother said, hey, you guys need a band name. He's like, what do you guys think about just Saul? And we liked it, and everybody liked it, and stuck from there. I mean, we've been known as the Saul Brothers since high school. So
that's cool. So you guys are from Iowa. So it's now I'm gonna like compare this to back like when I was in high school. I grew up in outside of the Philadelphia area, where our hometown boys was the band Cinderella. So when I was
Cinderella.
Yeah. So when I was growing up as a teenager, you know, that was like the thing, like when I was, you know, trying to play in bands and stuff, I was like, you know, that made it like real, you know what I mean? It wasn't just like, you know, your Motley Crue and whoever from LA. It was like people from your hometown can make it, or you're like your area can make it. So is it kind of like a Slipknot thing for you guys? Like Slipknot made it out of Iowa and became this huge band. So you kind of look at those guys like the patron saints of Iowa.
Oh yeah. And you know, and like the entire state of Iowa looks up to them. Every musician in this state looks up to Slipknot because Iowa really doesn't have anything. I mean, we don't have a pro team of any sort. Really what we have is the Iowa Hawkeyes and wrestling and then Slipknot, you know what I mean? So it's really cool to have them be from our home state, you know?
That's awesome. That's freaking awesome. Now how about, like, what's the music scene like there? I mean, is there a lot of lot of clubs to play, or?
Oh yeah, you know, there's a lot of clubs to play. In Northwest, I mean, where I'm from a little town of 650 people. Raised there my entire life. Yeah, yeah. So our towns are so small that we have four towns combined to make one school district, and just stuff like that. And it's cool. All these little towns. I mean, they are behind us 100%. Our hometown market was Cherokee, Iowa, and we'd all go there, and then everybody from the surrounding towns would come and support us because that was like the one central location with a big enough venue to hold everybody. You know what I mean?
I mean, that makes it that much harder because, I mean, like you said, like the population is 650 in your town alone. Like, dude, in the complex, I live in a townhouse development, and I mean, there's more than that in our development alone. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I know it. Yep.
So it's a lot harder for a band like you guys coming out of Iowa to like really build a local following because there's just not the population there.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's where we got to give props to social media and stuff like that, because with that process, I mean, you can meet the world based on, you know, sending a, hey, man, how you doing through Messenger. So that's where that really comes into play. I mean, you know, graduating with 50 people from four surrounding towns, we didn't have the population to make a name, you know, at the Whiskey a Go-Go or whatever,
right.
You know. So it you know, we got to give praise to social media for that, for sure.
So that's really got to freak you out then. Like, not only when you get, like, messages from people from around the country that are getting into you guys, but now around the world.
Yeah, yeah, it's blowing our minds. You know, the connection that people have had with the song and reaching out to us, telling us their story about loss, it's kind of mind-boggling. And, you know, the huge props to SiriusXM, again, for kind of putting that for us. And the comments and stuff we're getting on the YouTube page and stuff, it's just, it's awesome. It's awesome to see that it's resonating with people in such a great way.
Sure. Now let's talk about the single, Brother. This song, it's truly got to mean so much to you and your brother. It's about your older brother who passed away.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, he passed away in 2009. He was the first case in Iowa that got the H1N1 virus when it was coming around. I don't remember if you – if you remember.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, so he got that, and only thing we knew is he called us, and he's like, hey, I'm sick. You know, I'm laying in bed, and I don't feel good, and, you know, because we're a close family. We always get together for supper and, you know, do stuff like that, help dad in the yard and do all that stuff. So he said he's sick. He's not coming over, and, oh, that's fine. Well, next thing we know, he has to be flighted and everything to the nearest hospital. He has a temp of 104. But all said and done, they just couldn't bring his organs back. Everything was shutting down on him. They tried to put him on life support. And when we walked in that morning, getting that call at 5 a.m., they were giving him CPR, and they couldn't bring him back.
Wow. Wow, dude, I'm so sorry, man.
Yeah. And that happened so fast. I mean, in a matter of days, it was just done.
Holy cow. So this song, like, I mean, is this a song you guys have had written for a while then, or?
Zach and I, you know, it's something that we worked on, you know, for a while, and when we wrote it, and trying to find the words, and we decided, like, hey, let's say exactly how it was, you know, when we were there in the hospital and when we were thinking about it. So that's exactly what we did, you know, us saying, hey, what the heck happened? We were just here, you know, 3 hours ago. Then we get the call to come back that he's not doing well. You know, we need answers now. What the heck happened? And,
right.
The craziest part about it was, you know, our drummer at the time, he stepped down, and we were advertising, looking for a drummer to tour with and join the Saul army. And Joe Nichols, he approached us and said, hey, you know, I want the job. And he came up and he heard Brother. It had already been recorded and done. And he said, I lost my brother in Afghanistan in 2011 from an IED. He's like, I need to be a part of this. This song is for me, you know, and it's just the way that worked out too. And it's just how it helped him with his whole situation and his family as well.
Wow. So like when you guys go and put together this EP that just came out, I mean, is it almost like mandatory where like without a doubt, Brother is the first single?
Yes. For Zach and I and Joe and Will, it was just without question. You know, it was just, even if this song doesn't go anywhere and people don't like it, we feel good about pushing it out there and expressing ourselves and immortalizing our brothers in this way. You know what I mean?
Sure. Now, it's got to be like, too, you know, one of them things like, I'm very afraid to admit this. So I go see a therapist on a weekly basis. So
okay.
One of the things that my shrink tells me to do at times is like, you know, sometimes you just need to write the stuff out and write it down. And it's kind of like where you're doing like a song, like it's kind of like a therapy thing. So has it been like a therapeutic thing for you guys once you put this together and to do this song or?
Absolutely. Very therapeutic because for a long time, we didn't talk about it. You know, occasionally he'd get brought up and we'd all laugh at, you know, at a story that was brought up, but we didn't really talk about what happened and, you know, how it went down. So, Zach and I had to chew on that for a long time. And then finally we decided to put it down on paper and then put it to a guitar and get it done and get it out there and see what people, how it resonated with people. And, I can't believe how many people have, it's a big world, but how many people have been in such a similar situation, that we have and people that are messaging us right now that are almost in an identical situation we are right now. I mean, we just got a message about, from this girl that her brother was recently just hit by a car. He's on life support right now. And it's just mind boggling that people hear the song and say, you wrote this song for me. And it's like, yes, we did. Wow. Because we needed it and we know you needed it.
Wow. Well, it's also too, like in the video, you have in the very beginning of the video, the words, don't be afraid when sorrow lurks. Don't be afraid because you're not alone. I mean, that's a powerful message right there alone.
You know, the crazy part about that quote is in 2005, Caleb wrote some poems, and that's our older brother Caleb, and they were published, and that's okay. Part of one of his poems that were published.
Oh. Dude, I mean, it's so... I mean, this whole brother song, the message, everything, it's so freaking deep. I mean, and then, you know, you bring into the situation your drummer and his brother. I mean, it's such a deep thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And yeah, I don't know what else to say, but it really, it's straight from the heart and the gut.
Do you ever have those moments on stage when you sing that song and it really gets to you and sometimes might bring you to tears?
At first I did, but anymore I can't even hardly hear myself sing because people are singing it so loud with me and that's such a great feeling there.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Even if it doesn't resonate with them on a personal level, I mean, that is huge. It's a huge thing. That's something that I think every band looks for, and to have it happening right now is just crazy.
And it's got to be, too. I mean, with the success of the single blowing up for you guys now, it's almost like, you know, both of your brothers are like your angels on your shoulder looking out for you guys and making this really come to happen for you guys now.
I agree. There are like guardian angels, and they're pushing it, and they know what they're doing. I think they're up there working their butts off for it, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's freaking beautiful, man. So, and how about like your parents too? Like what's their, I mean, they gotta be kind of blown away by this whole situation and with the song and everything as well.
Yeah. It brought them to tears and, it's just crazy. And then, I'm glad to say, mom just got over, she battled, brain and lung cancer and, she just got through that and beat that too. So, yeah, it's been a wild ride this last, I'd say about a year.
That's awesome. Congrats to her and you guys.
Yeah.
Now,
how
about, I mean, also too, you guys have broke through top 40, single and active rock charts now. I mean, this stuff is really coming together.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's it was crazy to see. Oh,
no,
sorry,
go ahead.
Go on.
No, go ahead.
Well,
I'm sorry.
I was just going to say it's crazy to see, you know, being an unsigned band and these radio stations, you know, it's crazy for them to take a chance on us. And I appreciate it. I mean, from the bottom of our hearts, and it's something they don't have to do and they don't normally do. So to have these stations pick us up and put us on full rotation is just, it's overwhelming in such a good way that it's totally humbling to the fact that they're doing something that they don't have to do, and they're doing it, and they're doing it for us. It's just, it's a beautiful thing.
What was it like the first time you guys got played on the radio?
Oh, a lot of high fives and hugs. You know what I mean?
You know what? And it sounds so much better on radio, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. It does. Just to know that you're not the only one listening to it in your, you know, jam spot. So it's cool.
That's awesome. That's so freaking awesome. So, now the EP is out. Now pronounce it for me because I like screw up names big time.
Yep. We say Eons.
Yeah. Okay. And, so it came out March 1st and, you guys went EP route. How come EP instead of a full length?
Well, we have songs on the back burner, but we just wanted to put out 5 songs that were just banging the whole way through. And these songs are the more personal songs that we had just to give everybody an insight into what we're going through and what we've gone through. I mean, the toll alone is about being struggling musicians on the road and always being broke and, you know, the family life at home, always knowing that we're broke and, you know, not bringing a whole lot home. And, you know, and for a while there, Zach had a stalker, and that's what Bolide's about, because that was a whole crazy situation. And it's just, the whole EP is really an insight to Saul. I mean, you get to know us if you listen to the lyrics and read them.
See, now I have to listen to that over again because hear what's going on with this stalker.
Yeah. Oh, that was a wild ride.
Oh, so now how about touring? Like, I saw you guys are going to be going out on tour with actually friends of ours. I haven't talked to them in a while, but Boba Flex.
Love Boba Flex. Super, super legit dudes.
Yeah.
We talked to Marty and Sean quite a bit, and they're just stand up dudes, and they're excellent band and excellent live. And we've had the pleasure of playing with them a couple times, and getting a hold of Marty and talking to him and actually, you know, getting his number, which was super cool, you know, a couple years ago when we did it. And I'm super grateful that we're going out with them just because they're just stand-up dudes.
Nice. Now, is that like your first like real tour, or you guys been doing the road thing?
We've been doing the road thing for a while. You know, we would do like 30-day runs, 2-week runs, 3-week runs, something like that, you know. But we've been, you know, Seattle, we've been Cleveland and all around the Midwest area. But this, I think this will be our first, I mean, you know, being in the top 40, you know, this would be like our first official run, I'd say.
Nice. Yeah, it'll be completely different now because people, you know, like they really will have a little taste of you guys and know who you are.
Yeah, we're not out there completely trying to sell it. You know, they'll have at least a little knowledge of us.
That's awesome. Very, very cool. Now, where should we send everybody? Where's the best place to go to find out more about Saul and you guys and hopefully not become stalkers?
Well, I would say go to saulofficial.com. Whether you use Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, anything, I mean, we're on it. So saulofficial.com. You'll find direct links. to all of our social medias, to our YouTube. You'll find us on Bands in Town, so you can track all of our tour dates. And then add us on Snapchat. I know I posted that on Instagram, that we have all our Snapchat tags, so you can add us on that too. You can see the crazy antics we get to on the road on a little more personal level.
How I know on my end, the whole social media thing gets to be, I mean, that's a full-time job in itself. And I refuse to go on Snapchat or any others because I just can't handle anymore. So the fact that you guys are doing Snapchat, I mean, how much work is it all?
I think I got, what was it? Last week I got the phone reminder that I was on my phone 7.5 hours a day for the last week. So yeah, it's a full-time job for sure.
Absolutely. It's crazy.
You know, and I want everybody out there to know that I will reply and I will like and comment with you. So it is us. We are making sure that everybody, your voice is heard, because we hear you loud and clear, and we can't do it without you. You are our equals.
That's awesome. Well, dude, this is great talking to you, man. Congrats on everything, man. Well deserved. You guys are kicking ass.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, stick with us. We got some more in store, and we got some songs on the back burner that we are super excited to get recorded, and let you in on a little secret. We might be releasing something pretty special coming up here pretty soon too.
So, well, how about like the rest of the year? I mean, what's the plans like for the rest of the year? Try to tour as much as possible, or?
Absolutely. I think we're just going to be road dogs for quite a while. And then hopefully by the end of the year, we are in the studio getting ready to release for 2020. That's our initial plans right now. And that might change.
Now, how tough, because I had seen, I think you're a father. So how tough is that to be heading out on the road and leaving your the little one behind?
It is hard. It is hard. The cool thing about it, at our last meet and greet, she came up and sang Brother with me for the acoustic set meet and greet. So she's a huge fan. She wears the Saul Brother hoodie. She tells all her friends about it. And I mean, she's a one-stop PR agent that I probably could never afford. I'm just glad I got to pay for her school. So she's awesome. You know, and Zach's got three kids, and it's a tough road, but everybody's behind us and they're pushing us, and the whole family and the whole town and the whole state are behind us right now. So